Sing, you are the God. You are the God who was, who is, and is to come. Jesus, Jesus. And in you I trust, my life is in your hands. Jesus, you are the miracle working God. Sing again. You are the God who was, who is, and is to come. Jesus, Jesus. And in you I trust, my life is in your hands. Oh Jesus, you are the miracle working God. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. You are the God, you are the God who was, who is, and is to come. Trust, my life is in your hands. Oh Jesus, you are the miracle working God. Hallelujah. Oh, you are Yahweh. 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 Alpha and Omega, you are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh, 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 Alpha and Omega. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. You are the mighty warrior, great in battle. Jehovah is your name. Oh, you are the mighty warrior, great in battle. Jehovah is your name. Sing to the top, Jehovah is. Jehovah is your name. Yes, Lord. Jehovah is your name. Hallelujah. Oh, Jehovah is your name. Oh, Jehovah is your name. For you are the mighty warrior, great in battle. Jehovah is your name. Oh Lord, you are the mighty warrior, you're great in battle. Jehovah is your name. You are Lord, you're the mighty warrior, you're great in battle. Jehovah is your name. Oh God, you are the mighty warrior, great in battle. Jehovah is your name. You are the mighty warrior, great in battle. Jehovah is your name. You are the mighty warrior. Oh.
Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Thank you, Jesus. You are the mighty warrior, great in battle. Jehovah is your name. We bless your holy name, Father. We thank you for another opportunity, another moment in you now to step and abide in your presence. Thank you, Father, for access. And thank you for the things that you are about to release into our lives, oh God, tonight. Lord, lives are going to be greatly impacted all around this globe tonight, for your word shall go forth and bring about transformations and impartations. Many shall be empowered and raised up by your spirit. For you are the mighty warrior that goes ahead of your people today. And you're dismantling every structure, every plan, every strategy of the enemy. The infrastructures of darkness at this day, oh God, been cut into pieces. Oh, we give you praise, for Lord, oh God, this day you will do exceedingly far beyond anything we dare ask or think. That which the enemy has held back for so long is released. We thank you, God, for your release. We thank you, Father, for your release. We thank you, Lord, oh God, for the capacity and the ability, the great grace of expectancy, oh God, to receive everything that you have released. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that our lives are forever impacted. I thank you, Lord, oh God, for this chosen daughter, this one, oh God, that you have sent our way today. Lord, oh God, this maiden of grace, anointed, oh God, because your hand is upon her mightily. Lord, oh God, your grace, oh God, apostolically flowing in and through her. Lord, oh God, we thank you, Father, that this day, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that even as you speak into her and through her, that every recipient will receive the word of the Lord. And by so doing, experience the burdens of great grace in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It is my honor and privilege tonight, you may be seated, to introduce to the people of God in this summit a great woman of God. I don't remember how I think I remember now. I must have met her through Bishop Michael Cole many years ago, and was privileged many times to minister at her church, and I believe she's been here once. I believe it was when we had Peter Dosek, yes, for the first time. And it's been a long, long time. It's been a long, long time. But we thank God today for you, my dear sister. We thank God for the amazing things that he's been doing in your life and how you've been raising sons and daughters all around the world because of the grace of God on your life. You have become a great mother to many. And today we celebrate you, we honor you, and it's my privilege to introduce to you this apostle of the Lord, Pastor Judy Shaw. God bless you, my sister.
Wow. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you to my dear friend, Bishop Mike Zeno, and my dear, beloved, sainted, beautiful sister, and all of you blood-bought trophies of grace, of glory and peace. I'm sitting here in my chair, and I am so full because of the glory of the anointing that I feel right now coming through the airways from this great conference that we're having right now. I tell you, it's important for you to know what's in the atmosphere. And this, it's even more important for you to discern the atmosphere. And certainly, Bishop, I've discerned this atmosphere, and it's pregnated, it's filled with glory, it's filled with all of God's best for us. And I'm telling you, I'm grabbing a hold to it. Amen. I'm grabbing every bit that I can get. I've been blessed so far listening to, man, that great message on last night from our bishop. My God, I was so strengthened. I was so encouraged. I just felt like running all around my house. And it just spoke to my heart and it put meat on my spiritual bones. Thank you for that wonderful word on last night. And then some of the others, Bishop Paul and Prophet Paul and some of the others that I got a chance to hear some of. Mm. It is my proud privilege and honor to be here under this grace. In the midst of you, as you are in the presence of God, you set aside this time to consecrate yourself and to allow us to be a blessing and to receive the blessing. I'm not just here just this one night. I'm receiving every night. I'm hungry and I'm greedy. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I want what God has for me in these last days. Amen. So I bless you for being a part. I bless you that are there in the house and that you have realized that we are living in these perilous times, as the Apostle Paul calls it, the climax of the ages, and that we can discern the times. And Matthew says it so well, that how can you discern the natural things? You can discern the sky, but you can't discern the times. And I'm telling you today that God is calling for not just churchgoers, but he's wanting those to believe his word and that can discern the time. Because if you discern the time, you would know the urgency that's in the spirit right now. You would know the urgency that's in the earth right now for his people to come and manifest. As Romans 8 says, the whole earth is groaning, is in travail, waiting for us to come forth. That's you. That's me. You're listening to me. You're looking at me, but I'm looking at you. And I'm watching you, because as we are knowing today that God is calling for all of us to take our several places in the body of Christ. And as my dad would say, there is no big eyes and there are no little U's, but there is a first among equal. And I praise God that you have co-labored with Bishop and Mama to fulfill the purposes of God in that geographical region. Understanding that fulfillment comes not only to individuals and not only to us collectively, but to generations and to territories, because God always have made promises with the land and his people. And you know, from generation to generation to generation, his word will forever stand. And if we didn't start anything, Bishop, we just picking up the baton, and we're finishing, as you would say, the narrative. We're finishing it out. Everything has already been laid in our forefathers, our patriarchs of the old, from the beginning, our father Abraham, Jacob, Isaac, and we can see those that have labor, those that have paid the price. And then we go into our New Testament fathers, our apostles and our prophets, and how they did not, as the Apostle Paul said, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. And so I would say to you today, as we're in this consecration, and as we are talking about this wonderful theme, and I know, Bishop, you didn't pull this theme out of a hat, nor did you sit around and say, what do you think? What's the latest topic or the subject for this year? I believe this theme came out of the heart and the mind of God. I believe that the Lord gave you this theme because the importance of this theme at this time in this chaotic world is so key to our living, our giving, and in the purposes of God. I applaud you, Bishop, for being obedient. I applaud you for continuing and to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. I'm going to say one more thing about you, and I'm going to get to my lesson. And that is, out of all of the more, a lot of pastors, a lot of preachers, a lot of apostles, a lot of prophets that I know, when I tell you, and our church in South Dakota loves you, they quote you, they remember phrases and messages that you gave. And of course they remember amen and amen and amen and yes, yes, yes. Yeah, they remember that. But Bishop, I praise God for your diligence. You are a scholar, you are a student of the word, and your teaching is phenomenal. It's grounding, your teaching. It's not fluff. It's not hype. You give us the word of God. You have always done that. And I bless you in a day and a time like this. That is exactly what we need. We need the word of God. And so again, thank you. As I have been blessed by this meeting and even by this wonderful part, subject matter theme about partnering with God, my mind was renewed as I've been listening to these services. You know, Romans talks about be not conformed to this world. And as we're living in this world can begin to rock us and shake us off of our truth and begin to move us into other stuff that's not the real faith and that's not the truth of God. But he exhorts us to be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I want to give my testimony. This week, my mind has been renewed. Thank you, Jesus. I listened to the word of God. And as you said on yesterday, the word of God is designed to change us. It's impossible for the word to come back void if we take it in and allow the word to fall in good ground. And I mean to tell you that my own testimony this week, I was faced with many hard things in front of me. But as I heard the word of God, Mama, I got strengthened by his power. I got strengthened by his word. I said, yes, God, that's it. I believe you. I knew that was right. And as I was strengthened, I took on strength. I took on faith. And I'm telling you, I'm excited tonight to release the word of the Lord, because I do know that it is not by might. It is not by power, but it's by my spirit and the spirit of the word, because we know that the word is not only letter, but the word is spirit. And so I say to us today, as we go into his word, he that have ears, let him hear what the Lord is saying to the church, not only tonight, but keep your ears open all this month and all this week and all of the rest of the year, because truly God is speaking expressly to his people. I will tell you today that we are in a different era. We're not in the same place. This is not another ordinary day or ordinary year. This is the day of the Lord. This is the day of miracles. It's the day of the Lord. It's the day of fulfillment. And it is a day of another great awakening. And I believe that there are many reformers that are taking their place, Bishop, right now, just like there were John Wesley's and Martin Luther's. I believe that God has so raised up a people, a remnant, that's saying, I'm going to stand and I'm going to declare the word of the Lord. It may not be popular. It may not be what everybody hears, but this is the day when the Lord is challenging us to believe what he has already said and not what we want to do or how we want to walk this path. I want to talk about that today as I go into scripture. I want us to look at our not only our partnership, because if you talk about partnership, you got to talk about covenant. You have to talk about the importance of being connecting. I always say that connectivity will give you sustainability. And as we continue in the word of the Lord, Hosea 6 says, if we go on to know the Lord, that he will send us the latter rain and he will send us the former rain. But it's all dependent upon us going on in the way of the Lord. And don't fool yourself. There are many ways that we could go in. And I would say to you today that God is sending his word to make sure that we are properly aligned and that we are on the right path, listening to the right things and beginning to be about his purposes. I want to go to the book of Kings, but the first book of Kings, the 19th chapter, and I'm going to read that in just a moment. But I did receive some things prophetically and some rhema words. And before I get too excited, I want to soberly address them and release it to you today. Because again, everything is according to his word. And as I'll talk about in a minute, everything is according to his pattern. And everything is according to his promise. And is according to what he has already said, and that is his way in time. Listen, what God wants to say to us today in the Church of Jesus Christ, and I'm so happy that you're still here, because many are not still here. Many have moved away from the faith. They're believing something else that have taken them away from the truth. But praise God that you're still here, because you've been grounded in truth. And thank God for the teachers of your pastors that you have on today. So if you would allow me, Bishop, I just want to leave this as the word of the Lord has come to not only just challenge us, but You know, as we think about the prophetic word and the logos word, the word has always been designed to save us. It's a word that gives us hope. It's a word that gives us direction. But it's the prophecy is the proclaimed word. It's the word of the Lord that causes movement, that causes everything to happen. So God always have used prophecy to deliver his messages on multiple levels to his people, whether they were individuals or to nations. He always began to reveal himself, reveal his plan through his people, and he used his prophets and his spokesmen to do it. And so when we hear the word of the Lord, whatever the word of the Lord is, it's going to be according to that word that we're going to see the fulfillment. That is the importance of hearing prophecy. That is the importance of hearing and doing the word of the Lord. I challenge us today to not only be hearers, of course, as James says, but to be doers in these last days. So a couple of things that I just want to just drop into you, your heart and spirit right now. And I will say again, he that hath ears, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church now. I believe there are some new instructions. I believe that the way has not changed, but I believe the way we begin to do some things and how we administer and so on, because of the changing of the times, that we have to hear and listen to what God wants to do now. As the men of old, they were not released to say or do anything until they heard the word of the Lord. You want to talk about partnering? Amen. The first person we have to partner with is with God. And as we partner with him and his word, we will see the fulfillment of his word. God's universal title, and I was thinking about this as I was waiting to come on. God's universal title is, I am that I am. I am whatever you need to be, me to be. I have many names about me. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Elohim, and I am the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. I am the justifier, I'm the sanctifier, I'm a way out of no way. All so many Jehovah, we praise you. But today, tonight, I am. This is the way the Lord is coming to us today. I am Judy Shaw. And today, that is what the Lord is telling you. I am Judy Shaw. So hear ye the word of the Lord, because he's speaking through his prophets, even in this midst. So he says to us today, in the midst of chaos, I'm not only going to bless you, but I'm going to cause an overflow to come. In the midst of what's happening in this all of this turmoil in this world today, he says, I am going to show my people once again that I am God. They're going to know who I am, and they're going to know who my people are. I want you to hold on to that. In the midst of what's happening, that God's saying that he's going to bless us. And not just bless us, but it's going to be an overflow. And I know that may not seem quite natural, but you know, as Bishop says, we don't live in the natural. We live in the supernatural. God can't do the natural. God does the supernatural. Man does the natural, but God does the supernatural. Man does the ordinary, but God does the extraordinary. Man does the possible, but God does the impossible. So when we start talking about the zone of God and the terrain of God and domain of God, we've got to deal on a different consciousness and move on up into the realm of the God zone, so we can begin to not only talk out of it, but to actually live out of that. I heard that when Bishop was speaking on that, I felt that as he was speaking about faith, he was exhorting us to come on up higher and live in this supernatural realm that God has designed, and Jesus had died on the cross for us. And so I'm all in. I'm all sold out. I refuse to go out any other way. I refuse to live this life ordinary, but I know that I got treasure in my trash and I got divinity in my dust. And I know that the kingdom of God is within me. And that's why God says, I am Judy Shaw tonight, and I know the greater one. I am a mentor. I am a teacher. I am a prophet. I am an apostle. And so as the word comes into your ears, faith cometh by hearing, you can pick up and say the same thing. I challenge you to say that. I am, and let the Lord speak that through. I am Judy. That's who I am tonight. I am Pastor Mike. I am Pastor Maria. And that is who not only we represent, but that's who we are. We are the kingdom of God. And certainly that's what we manifest. That's our desire. That's our goal. No, we're not interested in the world is interested, nor the church world. You do know there's a church world. And God said, I'm going to get a church out of a church. I'm going to get prophets out of prophets. I'm going to get apostles out of apostles. I'm going to get the remnant that will know me, and that will be strong, and they are the ones that will do great exploits, all because they partner with me, they partner with my word, they partner with my will, and they partner with my purpose. I know that's you today, and allow the Lord to talk to you and just move you up to a new place, because the door is open for him to show you great and mighty things. He said to me the beginning of last year, and I believe it's rolling over into this year, time is filled with swift transition. And when he said that to me on last year, I said, wow, things are going to be moving rapidly, rapidly, rapidly. And certainly we saw things moving rapidly. It seemed like it was slow, but they were moving rapidly. And then in the month of February, Bishop, he said to me, time is filled with not only swift transitions, but you're going to see swift transactions. And I began to have great expectation and didn't realize that a lot of that swift transition was the leaving of some of our dear brothers and sisters, leaving this earth, transitioning from one place to another place. Personally, my older sister has transitioned because of all this is happening. My brother pastored great church. He's gone because of this. I have seven in my family. Time is filled with swift transition. And I believe as we go into 2022, that there's even going to be even greater. There's going to be more swifter transitioning. And I'm just sorry to report that. But I really believe that today, here's another word the Lord gave me, that we are living in the best of times and we're living in the worst of times. There's duality right here. There's a kind of a way where there's two realities. And the Lord says to make sure that we understand that we're in the right reality. We don't lose hope like the world have lost hope. We would be men most miserable. We would not have anything to hold on. But on Christ, the solid rock, I stand, and all other ground is seeking sand. And tonight, I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. And the Lord says to us today, do not lose hope. Do not allow what you hear from the external to mess with what is on the inside of you. We don't live from the outside in, people. We live from the inside out. And so we say what the truth is, and we say what God has said. And in the midst of that, he says to tell my people that, yes, the days are going to get dark, like Isaiah said. It's going to be gloomy. It's going to be dismal. He said, but the light of the Gentiles, the light has come, and you will see the best of days and you will see the worst of days. Just like there's seed time and harvest. He said, I'm going to be doing this on the left and I'm going to be doing this on the right. But you don't have to worry about what the enemy is doing. You just keep, come on, somebody. You just keep your eyes on me. You keep your eyes on my word. You keep your eyes on what I have said, because there is no failing in my word. 10,000 shall fall on our left and 10,000 shall fall on our right. But the word says none of these things will harm us. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And so we hold the promises of God. As we stand on the promises of God, we'll be able to stand in these worst of times. I want to say to you, the Hebrew says to us during these two realities, that there will be a kingdom that shall be shaken and removed. And there will be a kingdom that cannot be shaken and is unmovable. Once more, I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. The words once more indicate the removing of what can be shaken, that is, the created things, so that that cannot be shaken may remain. We are of an unshakable kingdom. Therefore, let us be thankful with reverence and awe, because our God is a consuming fire. And so we don't have to worry about the wrath of God, because we're in the favor of God, we're in the grace of God, and we're in the will of God. And I don't know about you, Psalms 91 is still working for me. I am protected under the shadow of the Almighty God. And that's where I'm staying, and that's where I am not going to be moved from. Psalms number one, read that over again, because the Lord said, that is my promise to you. Psalms one, the Lord began to talk about the two paths. There's two ways. There's our way and there's his way. There's two patterns. There's our patterns and what we think this thing should look like and be. And we can conjure up what somebody else is doing, and we can copy what somebody else is doing, and we can listen to what somebody else is doing. But the Lord says, there's only two ways. And whatever way you have adopted, it has to surrender to my way, to my pattern. There's many decisions out there, but there's only one decision. There's only one truth. There's only one Lord. There's only one faith. And there's two rewards. And I'm in the right reward. And the Lord says, as we begin to partner with him, we will be in the wealthy land. We will be in the land eating the honey and drinking the milk. And so it's not so much that we're not going to see devastation, because I prophesy and I proclaim to you that that is coming. That is coming. It's going to get, things are going to get worse. But for the people of God, for the children of God, be not weary in our well-doing, for in due seasons, and we will reap everything that belongs to us, and we will not faint. And I say it again, we will not faint, because we are of an unshakable kingdom. And as long as we continue to stand on the word of God, that God has caused us to be, he caused to be a buckler and a shield around us. I'm surrounded with favor. What about you? And so as he began to talk to me about some of the things coming up also in 2022, he said this to me, Pastor. He said, tell the people it's time to master their fear and their doubt. Because what's coming, if you don't have a good handle on when fear comes, because it's not going away, it's going to be there. And every time it rears its ugly head to move you away from your truth, to move you away from your faith, you got to be able to see it coming. You got to smell it. You got to know when that wind of doubt or fear is coming, and you got to put your hands and no, you can't go up any further. You got to get back. I'm not receiving anything. So we've got to be ahead of the game, saints of God. We've got to be ahead of the game. And the Lord says, you have to now discipline, learn how to master this faith so we can be overcomers. And so we won't be shaken by what's coming, because it's coming. That day is coming. But amen, the day of the Lord is also here also. I heard you, Bishop. I'm not worried about what the darkness is happening, because I got my angels all around. I'm not looking for no demons. They all around me, my angels got them under control. So if we stay steadfast in the word, people of God, and I know it's so easy to listen to the news, to CBN or CNN or to Fox, but listen, that's not my news. I'm here to tell you, my news come from above. My news come from the throne room. And when I hear heaven speak, and that's what I'm going to do. And what heaven has already said, the news down here is not going to change it. And I stand with you today to say, we stand on the word of God, and we will not be shaken. Come on, somebody, say that with me. We will not be shaken. I decree and I declare today that you will not be shaken, that you're putting on strength right now, that I believe in this month in January, you're going to leave this first month strong, you're going to leave powerful, and you're going to be ready to take on the challenges that's coming, because this is a month of preparation. God is preparing us mentally. He's preparing us even emotionally, to be able to handle what's coming. And I say to you that as you begin to trust in God and enter, I'm preaching your message, Bishop, enter into faith, like Hebrews said, that we won't have to worry about anxiety and stress, and we won't have to be depressed and wondering if God's going to do it. But we don't have to wonder if God's going to do it, because he is the wonder. And he began to show us his wonderful, magnificent things as we trust him. And so this is the place that we live in. This is the place of the kind of kingdom living where we are safe, we're secure, we're captivated into this place where God said, just keep it moving, and I have you. I want you to know that as we begin to master, and you might say, how can I master fear? You practice, and you keep practicing. When you see fear coming, know exactly what you're going to do with it. I'm not receiving. We know right from wrong. We know truth from error. We know when the word comes from God's mouth, and we know when the word comes to distort us or to move us away from God's word. So I want to challenge you to begin to practice, practice mastering fear. Instead of fizzling out or falling back or burying your head under the cover and saying, I'm just so depressed, get from under that cover. Stand up, mighty man of valor. Stand up and take your rightful place in the kingdom of God, because he's given us everything that we need pertains to life and godliness. And we have the strength of God, because you know the word, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And we begin to walk in those words. It's time to walk it out. We got to walk it out. And so I would say that a greater day is ahead of us, but there's a lot of evil on the way. So let's keep our mind renewed so we can see what God has for us. I say to you, I agree with Bishop that this is the day that God is going to show forth his supernatural whole system, how he moves, and things that seemingly were so hard for us is going to be freedom and ease. And things that would cause us to doubt and to question, we're going to just skate and float right through them because of the new place that we're going to be living in faith. A new realm of faith. And I believe that as faith goes in, faith must come out, and it has to be exercised. People say, well, I got a lot of faith. You do? Well, then we got to be doing something. If we have a lot of faith, faith is a verb as well as a noun. It's manifested. It's like love. It's demonstrated. And so if I say I believe God, then I mean I got to step on that and act on it. If I believe God is a healer, then I've got to lay hands on somebody, or I've got to speak the word, and the word will go forth and heal. And I believe that because of the word of faith. And because the word is supernatural, it will accomplish what it set out to do. So the Lord says we're going to really have some natural provisions and some supernatural provisions. I'm telling you that there's going to be another release of finances from the government. I don't know what they're doing up in Canada, but in the United States, but I'm going to call that for Canada too, in every place. There's going to be a flood of finances coming through the natural and also supernatural. Yes, it's going to be the days of manna again. Yes, it's going to be the days of the ravens again. Yes, it's going to be the days of the fish, the coin in the fish mouth. Yes, it's going to be the days of the five loaves and the fishes. And we're going to see all these supernatural encounters. So awaken, people of God, awaken, shake yourself from living such in a mundane, natural, trying to figure it out yourself, wondering if I can't see it, I can't have it. Or if I don't have it in my bank account, it can't be done. Foolishness. Begin to understand that God is ready to show forth his greatness. And it has to happen before we leave this earth. And I believe that God is saying, as you trust me, I'm going to show myself great to those that will partner with me and begin to step out. Here it is, according to my word. So you just can't sing it. You just can't say it. You just can't prophesy it. You can't even just preach it. It's time to act on his word. Even if it looks scary, we still got to move on his word and let him prove himself to us. That's what the prophet Elijah, the most prominent, the most horrific, or I should say the heroic partner of God in the Old Testament. The Bible said that Elijah, he not only knew God, but he had a track record with God. And so when it was time for him to say some things, he knew that God would do it. Case in point, 1 Kings, the 18th chapter on the Mount of Carmel. He said, God, I know you, but now show these people who you are. He said, God, I believe you. I trust you. You've done it before. I've got a track record with you. But God, now I need you to show these people who you are. He was able to step up to the plate. And the Bible said he stepped into it and he began to call upon God. And he said, God, you answer me. I know you hear me. And that's where we have to do. And that's where we have to find our spiritual location. We have to say, God, I know what you said. God, I know you hear me. God, begin to do what you said you would do. The Bible said, command me. He call God on his word and watch him do exactly what he says. Elijah was one that we can pattern ourselves after. And certainly, he is one that partnered with God. He had a one-on-one. He was one that just, it was just him and God for a while, just him and God. He took his assignment very seriously, and he stayed in the face of God. He knew God. He was a very wealthy man. He didn't chase money. He didn't chase finances. He chased God. And because of God, because of that, God made him a very wealthy man. And when he began to call upon God, every time he called upon God, God answered him. Call upon God. According to your word, Lord, be it done. According to your word, rain. According to your word, it's going to stop raining. All because he knew God. We know the God of the Bible. We know the God on the walls with Jesus hanging on the cross. We know the crosses. We know the God on our necklaces. But do you have an experience, not just a knowledge of God? Do you have an intimate experience to say, my God will, my God is, and I know that I know that I know. There was no doubt. He mastered doubt, Bishop. He mastered it. He didn't allow it to get in his way. Did he have some doubtful times? He did. But when it came time to show forth the power of God with the people, and isn't that funny how we can be, so powerful with the people, but then when we have our own personal crisis, oh, I know I'm talking to somebody right now. As soon as he finished with that great feat, he went down and got all messed up by Jezebel that said, we're going to kill you. And he was having a moment. But as he had that moment, God pulled him out of that moment. Why? Because he was in partnership with God. Because God would never leave him. And I said earlier, if you're going to talk about partnership, you've got to talk about covenant. God says, you are my people. And we say, you are my God. And I'm telling you, as we begin to understand this closeness, this intimacy, this is real talk, people. This is real time. And God is saying, I just need you to trust me. And it's so easy. I said earlier, we got two decisions. If we can make a decision not to trust, we can make a decision to trust. If we can make a decision to think I'm not going to make it, we can make a decision to say I'm going to make it. We have the power of life and death in our tongues. And we have the power to say what needs to be said and to do what needs to be done. It's all on the inside of us. And so as we partner with God, certainly Elijah and Elijah was a very, very, very good example of us. Not only, first of all, they did the one-on-one. One of the reasons I love the 23rd Psalm is because the 23rd Psalm is all about God and David. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down. He leadeth me. He restoreth my soul. Everything is me. And that's what the Lord wants us to get, that kind of partnership with him first, because everything comes out of God through us and the ability and the power. And as we begin to co-labor with God, as we begin to have the same expectation that God has, God's expectation is my expectation. God's thoughts are my thoughts. Jesus said it wonderfully. He said, when you see me, you see the Father. When you hear me, you hear the Father. When you, whatever I do, I don't do nothing unless the Father tells me to do it. And that is where we're headed to. I want to challenge you to, if you're still in the church mode, if you're still wondering or thinking that your salvation is all about Sunday morning or all about what happens inside the house, if you're still there, if you're stuck there that, you know, you can only have praise and worship when you come to church, or you can only hear a rhema word when you're in church, and everything is in-house, in church, in bread, you need to move out of that. You need to come out of that, and you need to understand that God is bigger than that. And God wants you to have a kingdom mindset, something that your bishop has always preached. And, but I know some church folks are still stuck there. But in Jesus' name, if you were stuck there last year, don't you dare be stuck in 2022. Walk into the rest of God. Walk into the fulfillment of God. Get to know God in all of his attributes and know that he will do exactly what he says he'll do. Let me just go on to 1 Kings 19 and let's look at where I want to go with that. And I want to look at not only the call of Elijah, but I now want to look at the call of Elisha. Because as I said, we're living in the days of Elijah and Elisha, because we need the fathers and the sons. We need the mentors and the mentees. People would say, well, where are the Elijahs? And I would say, well, where are the Elishas? Who's following close like Elisha? The Bible says that when they had other 50 prophets, Elisha was the only one that followed closely. Elisha had a hunger. Elisha had a quest on the inside of him. And the others, they were prophets. They were doing what they were doing, but they were not like Elisha. And I want us to look at today. I'm talking to leaders. I'm talking to bishops. I'm talking to apostles. I'm talking to members, laity, that we need to be an Elisha. We need to be Elijahs. And we need to stand and get in alignment with what the purposes of God is right now, so we can advance the kingdom of God. How many Elijahs do I have? How many Elishas do I have? And are you following closely? What path are you on? Exactly what are you following? Or maybe the question is, how are you following? Because there's always instructions with how we do what we do. God will always give us instruction. And if he gives us instructions, he expects the instructions to be followed so we can get his results. He always says, build according to my pattern. Remember in Exodus 25, he told Moses, he said, I need you to build according to my pattern, because the pattern pictures what God wants. He told Noah, he said, when you build this ark, build according to my direction. Use this kind of wood. Use these sizes. Use all various kinds of woods. And he had to follow exactly what God says. And even with the priesthood of Aaron, God said, you know, even the fire that you get, put it in the censer, get it from under the altar, because he didn't want any other kind of fire. God knows exactly what he needs and what he wants, and he will always give us instructions. And so even is this day, and let me go back to Aaron, he still don't want strange fire. He want pure. He want the fire that he gives from his throne room. And so as we begin to understand that God is yet giving instructions, and there is a call upon the church now like never before. And there is a path that we're to be on like never before. And I guarantee you that this path is 100% guaranteed money back. It's 100% guaranteed that we will not fail. Come on, somebody say, I will not fail. And the only way we will not fail is if we're on the path of God and listening to his instructions. And I know there's a way that seemeth right unto man, as Proverbs says. And as Proverbs 19 and 21 says, and there are plans and there are devices that man have, but they're not the purposes of God. And this is what I want us to look at. We have accepted the call, but have we done the terms and the conditions of the call? Have we followed the call? Have we read the dotted line? Have we looked at the small print? Or are we doing this like we want to do it? I know for myself that people have their own righteousness. They just make up what they want to do. I'm not talking about nobody at Glory and Peace. I'm just talking about whoever I'm talking about. But I know we have such a self-righteousness. We will twist the word of God to make it convenient for us. We will just interpret it in the way that we want to interpret it. Say, oh, I know God. Mute. If you are close to God, then you know him. If you are in the bedroom chamber with him, you know him. Other than that, we're yet learning. And so God is saying in this day that I want you to hear my instructions. Partner with me with what I say, with my way, with my will, and in my time. And so timing is imperative. Now let's look at 1 Kings 19, and then let's look at the 19th verse. So Elijah went from there and found Elisha, son of Shaphat. And this is what Elijah was doing. He was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen. That let you know he was not broke. And he himself was driving the 12th pair. He had a company. He had a business. He was doing quite well with all of those oxen. And you know, you talk about cows over in Africa, that's money. That's a lot of money. And so back in the day, this was their money. So the Bible says Elijah went up to him. Elijah saw him and he went up to him and threw his cloak around him. What happens when something greater comes upon you? What happens when a greater opportunity comes upon you? Will you be able to notice or discern that something has happened to me? I wonder that Elijah said, my God, what happened? Elisha said, what happened to me? What was that was put on me? And the Bible said that he threw his cloak around him. Elijah then left his oxen and ran after Elijah. So Elijah just swiftly, almost to say, gave that word of prophecy and went on about his business. He released that anointing. He released that mantle upon him. And then he went on about his business and saying, do you understand what just happened to you? That's a good question right now. Do you understand what God is trying to give you, trying to do in your life? Because we can accept the call, but there's a time when we have to accept the conditions and the terms of the call. Now, Elisha accepted the call, but now he got to deal with the terms and the conditions of the call. And this is how he dealt with it. The Bible said he left his oxen and ran after Elijah. Let me kiss my father and mother goodbye, he said, and then I will come with you. Go back, Elijah replied. What have I done to you? Do you know what happened to you? So Elijah left him and went back. He took his yoke of oxen and slaughtered them. He burned the plowing equipment. What? He burned up his equipment to cook the meat and gave it to the people and they ate. Then he set out to follow Elijah and became his partner and became his attendant. So what am I saying out of this lesson? Why do I say we're living in the days of Elijah and Elijah? Number one, Elijah. I want to say to the prophets, I want to say to the apostles and to those that are in that government authority, it's time to step into that place of authority and begin to release sons and daughters. It's begin to build where God is saying to build now. It's time for us to recognize who our sons and daughters are and to release them and to anoint them and to cause them to be released. But now Elisha's got to be ready. So now once we are identified, yeah, we'll say, yes, Pastor, I receive, but are you ready to take care of the conditions? So this is how Elisha not only took on the call, but he took on the terms and the conditions of the call. He partnered all the way. See, that's, he went into covenant with Elijah. He went into covenant with the will of God. He went into covenant with the purpose of God. He went into covenant with the timing of God. So he left his business. He left his business. And not only did he leave his business, as he went to say goodbye to his family, just like Abraham had to do. See, that's a requirement. See, there's a requirement. In this day, there is a new requirement. Don't you fool yourself. If we're not going to be able to do what we've done, there's a greater cause, and the volume is higher. The stakes are higher now. And so God is going to cause, you know, sacrifices to come. And you're going to be able to say, okay, Lord, do I have to give up that? And he'll say, yes, and that too. He went and told his parents, he went and told them, I got to go. The Lord has need of me. Anybody ready to say that? It's my time now. Was there anything wrong with him plowing? No, that is what he was supposed to be doing at that time. But you don't stay where you start. There's a time of promotion. There's a time when God decides to say, it's your day, it's your time. And so as he began to say, yes, Lord, he began to do what was required. What was required? He said goodbye to some old things, some good things. What do you need to say goodbye to? I mean, if you're really serious about answering the call of God, what do you need to say goodbye to? What do you need to release yourself from? What do you need to untie yourself from saying that served me well, but now this is my next and I must follow the way of the Lord? He did that. Not only did he say goodbye to his parents, but he took his business. He took his oxen and the Bible said he cut it up. And then he took the equipment and he used the equipment to burn the meat with. And then the people ate it. Now, why is that significant? That's significant because that says covenant. That says he entered into covenant. Even if Elijah made him mad, he had nothing to go back to. Come on, somebody. He had no business to go back to. He had already said goodbye to his mom and dad, and he was going to keep his word because he was a man of God. And so he couldn't go back and say, I don't like what Elijah did. He can't do what Lot did. Lot said, Uncle Abe, I don't see no TV in this wilderness. I don't see no TV ministry in this wilderness, so I'm out of here. No, he went into covenant. Partnership, people, is covenant. When you covenant with your pastor, when you covenant with the vision of a house, when you covenant with God, you are in this thing as long as God tells you to do it. And so that's what that's why I said we are living in the days of Elijah and Elisha. He knew exactly what it meant to partner with God. As Elijah did, so did Elisha. I wonder how many Elijahs do we have in glory and peace today? I wonder how many Elijahs that are following closely. Whoever you may be, as I talk across this globe, are you following closely the vision of the house? Because you were called there for a purpose. You're called there for a purpose. Yeah, you were called there for a purpose. And so have you jumped in? Are you still kind of like on the tipping point? I pray today that this message tips you over and causes you to land in a wealthy land. Because as you are moving with God, God moves with you. One of the things that keep us from moving into our next or coming into 100% partnership with God or a partnership with the ones that God have us to be in community with is that, you know, I'm just going to throw this out for nothing. This don't cost you nothing. You know, we just the people, we don't like to be handled. We don't like correction. And certainly we don't like rebuke. We get all in our feelings. We get all in our who is he? Well, I don't, you know, we get all into that fleshly thing. But can I tell you, can I give you a little secret? If there is no correction and there is no rebuke, there is no growth. And when there is no growth, there is no promotion. And then what that says to me is, God can't trust you. God can't trust you to be a follower. How is he going to trust you to be a leader? Oh, let me drop the mic on that one right there. If he can't trust you to be a good follower, how is he going to trust you to be in a partnership with him as a leader. And I want to tell you that your pastor, your bishop, is called to leaders. And probably many of you are emerging leaders in the house, sons and daughters. You're not supposed to stay a son and a daughter just in that infancy state, but you're supposed to grow up, grow in grace and knowledge. You're supposed to take the word and partner with the word as he is doing, so that you can be strong and do great exploits like the word says. And I want to say to you that as we begin to understand the importance of ourselves personally, now let's talk personally, because this thing is about you. This thing is not about grace, glory, and peace all by itself, or we as the church. No, I'm the church. You're the church. And so God says, I'm after you. Where is your devotion? Where is your commitment? Where is your sacrifice? And I believe that this month of January is going to blow the top off of some lids that's been on there for such a long time. And it's time for you to open up and just let go and let God. Give yourself to where you've been planted. Give yourself to the work of the Lord. Give yourself to the vision so that there can be advancement in the kingdom. All hands aboard. Everybody needs to be in their place. And so as we look at Elijah and Elisha, we first see their number one commitment, their partnership was one-on-one. And I want to say that's where it all starts. You don't talk about a pastor, a prophet, a teacher. Don't talk about no office or no title until you allow God to work in your life and to begin to mold and make us so we can live from the inside out. And I believe that we're going to see what God has for us, and we won't be frustrated or we won't be stuck and wondering, when is God going to use me? Or how is God going to use me? Or God don't use me. Well, I want to say to you, my dear brothers and sisters, that is up to you. That is up to what kind of investment you want to make in your life. That's up to where your passion is, where your priority is. That depends on what the urgency of your life is all about. What do you want? What path are you on? And so as we are in this month of January, to allow God to cleanse us, to allow God to shape us, to cut us, to take some things off of us, to get our spirit pure and clean, allow him to position you to a greater place. And I do believe, I really believe that we're somewhere in the future and we look much better than we look right now. And I can see myself in the future, and I'm on my way to putting on more of Christ and less of beauty, because I have a God to glorify. I, like the Apostle Paul, I got a debt that I want to pay. And I don't have to do this, but I want to do this. And so because of that, there's a hunger and there's a longing on the inside of me to partner with God, and so that I can fulfill my call, you can fulfill your call. And no, you don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be a prophet. You don't have to be an apostle. You can be exactly who God called you to do because of your gifts. You got gifts that I don't have. You have gifts that pastor don't have, that mama doesn't have, because you have your own circle of influence and you have your own people to reach. And God made you uniquely. He designed you to reach your people. So partner with God. Don't try to walk in nobody else's anointing, but let him do in you what he has started, and let him finish the work. And I say to us as we're continuing, because I'm going to be continuing to listen. I'm telling you, Pastor, I'm really enjoying this time. I bless you again. But as we begin to finish the month out, open up your heart and let there be some real transformation. I'm not talking about behavior modification. I'm not talking about struggling and trying not to do this. No, I'm saying make your mind up, decide what you want to do, and do it. Because you're the one to say what's what. We have that a power that God gave us and that ability to call the shots. And so as we are in this month, don't let there be an absence of you in your place where you need to be. Don't miss this day of visitation. because this month of January is a month of visitation for you to receive the impartation of the Lord, for you to receive the word of the Lord, for you to step into your next. And I say to you that this month is preparing you to step into your next, the next of who God is revealing you to be and unveiling you to be. No, you don't have to be stuck. Make up your mind right now that I'm coming out. I'm not going to be where I was, and I'm not going to play the blame game anymore. I'm not going to blame this person and that person, and I'm not going to keep making excuses why I'm not there. I'm not going to justify my crazy actions either. Did I say that? Yes, I did. I'm not going to justify some of this foolishness. And so God is saying, come on, level up and begin to take our rightful place. I made a decision a long time ago. If I'm in this, I'm in this thing for real. I don't play church. I never did. I don't like it. It don't do me any good. And certainly I cannot walk in the strength and the power. And I can't be who God wants me to be if I'm not my authentic self, partnering with God, desiring to please God every day of my life. Can I say to you, you are blessed and it cannot be reversed. Can I say to you that you're in the right place, wherever you may be? I believe that you've heard the word of the Lord, and that as Elijah, where did he get that power from? From being partnering with God, because that's the source. Remember, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my spirit. You can't prophesy if you don't hear God. There's instructions that God wants to give. There's ideas that God wants to give. In order for us to get them, we can't make it up. We have to get in alignment and partner with him, because I know the plans I have for you, and their plans not to harm you, but to give you a good end. And that's what I want to say to you, that there is not two realities for you. There's only one. I only have one truth, and that is God is the strength of my life. God is the head of my life. He's sovereign, and that is where I stake my claim on. And let the storm blow, let the wind blow. I'm going to stand like the Rock of Gibraltar. And I'm going to say like that lady in the Atlantic Ocean over here near New York, the Statue of Liberty. I'm striking a pose. And I'm saying, I shall not be moved, just like a tree planted by the rivers of the living water. I shall not be moved. I'm going to stand on the word of God, no matter what it looks like. He's still working for me. I bless you in Jesus' name and allow God to finish what he's doing. I admonish you to allow God to speak to you. Let him do in you, because this is what it's all about. It's not just hearing the word, but he wants to transform you. And so he can establish you into a new place, and so that you can have a higher level of thinking and living. And that's a great place to be in. Bishop, I love you. I bless you, Mama. I can't wait to see you. As soon as all of this is over or almost over, we gotta get a chance to get together. And I'm just saying, I'm about 20 minutes away from the Legacy Center. I'm just about 20 minutes away. So, wow. You know, come on and let's fellowship together. And just let me pray, because I want to say something to the church there. As well as to you, Mama, and Bishop, that this will be a year. I don't know what's been said already, but this will be a year of not just the blessing, but I'm not just saying this, but it's going to be more than the double. Mm-hmm. And I know, Bishop, you have seeds in the ground. You have seeds in my ground. I'm telling you, you have seeds planted. And I believe that this is the year that you're going to see the increase of many things that you've already said and done. Your labor has not been in vain. Amen. I even see the Lord not only bringing new people to the house, but even some, you know, we don't want everybody to come back, but some of the ones that maybe are just teetering back and forth, God's gonna surprise you. Amen. And so I want to say to you and Mama to be encouraged. You're so beautiful as you are. And you and the children, you and the kid, they're not children anymore. But God bless you in glory and peace. I thank God for you. And so, Father, I thank you for this word. I thank you for this month. I thank you for all that you're doing at Glory and Peace. I thank you for their new day. If they come out of this consecration, God, they're going to burst into a new realm of glory. They're going to burst into a new realm, God, of living. You even said in your word, God, in the book of Ephesians, that our feet are shod with the gospel of peace. And so, Father, I proclaim that we will be walking in peace everywhere they go. They will be walking in peace, Father. I thank you, Lord, that their eyes will be on you and their focus will be on you now. And they will not be fighting old fights and fights that they don't belong in. But the only fight that they'll be in is the fight, the good fight of faith. And that is to stand on the word, fighting to stand, fighting to be strengthened, fighting to stay strong and let the enemy and let the enemy, let the angels take care of the enemies, and let the word in our prayers take care of our enemies. Mm. And I decree that and declare that it's a new day for glory and peace. And so, Father, I thank you for the abundance. Pastor Bishop, I see a surge, and it seems like this is a full circle now. And some things that happened in the beginning, in the embryo stage, in the onset of opening the church, maybe the first 5 years, and when you saw such increase even in finance, the Lord says it's a full circle, and I'm going to cause those times. I see a windfall coming, and so Father, I just release that now in Jesus' name. I release your provision, Father. I release it, Father, from the north, east, south, and west, Father. I thank you for the supernatural, Father. Even what you said today, that there are encounters that people will just place money unknowingly, and there will be thousands of just given just supernaturally. So, Father, open those portals. I thank you, God, that the word is already out. The word is already planted. So, Father, breathe on this. This is the time to breathe. And we thank you, God, that this consecration is stirring up. It's stirring up many things that's already been spoken. And I say to you, Bishop and Mama, take your rest. Take your rest in the rest of God, that this is the time of rest and reward for you like never before. I know you're blessed, but I see a new rest coming upon you. And so just resign yourself to it, release yourself to it, and let's just watch God just preserve your life more and more and more. And the mother and the father that you are, that will even grow greater as you begin to walk in the ways of the Lord and continue to partner with the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. I love you. And I can't wait to come to Winnipeg.
Looking forward to that. Looking forward to that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
The word of the Lord in your mouth today has been just amazing, powerful, pulling together everything that the Father has been declaring to us. And today, I'm reminded, as I sat down listening to you, I just sat thinking about two very important dates in the life of any man or woman. The day of your birth, mm-hmm, and the day that you recognize your purpose.
Mm.
My prayer today is that we will recognize our purpose.
Amen.
We've already been born, but we need to come into an awareness of why we were born. Why did God send me to this planet? Why was I born at this time? What am I called to accomplish? And as you said, talking about Elijah, and the mantle coming upon him, he came to that realization. My purpose is not pushing around these oxen. My purpose, I just found it.
Yeah.
It's in this man. And when the man told him to stay in Gilgal, he said, no. When he told him to stay in Bethel, he said, no. When he told him to stay in Jericho, he said, no. And he crossed over the Jordan with Elijah. It seems like they were going backwards.
Mm-hmm.
He It seems like they were going backwards, moving from the land where they were supposed to be and going to the land that was not theirs. But that's where he got launched.
Amen.
Some of you that have been going through times, challenging times, and we all have gone through it. But God has pulled us all the way back. We've come to Jericho, a fragrant place, and we've crossed the Jordan, and we're on the other side. And the Lord is saying, it's time to release you. God is going to shoot you further than you ever expected. Hallelujah. What the enemy planned for evil, God has purposed for your good. Church, we need to hear the voice of the Lord. Church locally, church globally. Tonight we've heard from the maiden of the Lord, the daughter of the Most High. And she's reminded us once again, this is not the time to play church. This is a time for us to show up. He said, I am. And he's saying, I am Judy, and I'm Michael, and whatever your name is, because God is living inside of you. And the devil is terrorized. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Your victory is now. Praise the Lord. You are a man and a woman of purpose. Pastor Judy has just poured the word of God into us tonight. And I receive it. I receive everything. The word that she's given to us today is a word that you're going to have to go back to and listen, because I know you missed a lot. You need to go back and go into this word, and you're going to hear things that you did not hear the first time. You're going to hear things that are going to trigger things supernaturally in your life today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Do it. Before I release the woman of God, and there are some other things I want to share with you today based on what the instruction of the Lord. I'd like for her to give to us some prayer points, some things that she has listed in her message today that we need to take on and pray about in agreement, because 2022 is a very different world. It's a different time. This is not 2021, and things are not, like she said, things are going to get darker. But you are going to rise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You're going to rise. If you partner with the world, you are going to stay in darkness, and nothing will grow in your life. You got to kick out of that and declare, I'm a child of God. I'm a light being. Hallelujah. I am a light being. He's the father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. You're a light being. You're not mere man. Stop thinking mere man. Start thinking, I'm light. And wherever I go, I shine brightly and I dispel darkness. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And then he said of you, you are the light of the world. He is the Father of lights in whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. Of his own will, he begat us as light. Some say, I'm light. I cannot be quenched.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's the word we heard tonight. So I'm going to let her just lead us in whatever prayer points she has. And, you know, we're going to pray about those things. And we're going to engage ourselves in what the Father has for us tonight. And then I'll give you my announcement.
Amen. Bishop, if you would allow me to release something that I'm feeling in my spirit as you were talking, to connect with this word personally tonight, I'm going to do this. And I really feel like this is the instruction. One of the things that I said that, you know, when the Lord says something, it comes as instruction. Mm. He expects us to follow it so we can get the results out of it. Definitely. And I want to partner with this word, and I want to admonish or not even challenge, but I want to give you this instruction tonight. And I know Bishop will give me this permission to whatever your age is to, I don't know what you're doing beside this, but whatever your age is for this word to plant. If you, I'm 68. I'm going to plant $68 tonight.
You don't look 68.
Yeah. I'm 68. But I'm going to plant. And nobody change your age. Now, you can't change your age. but I want, this is the word of the Lord. And I believe this is going to connect you to destiny, you to next. As we do this in unity today, that the whole house will go forth in the things of God. And so I just want to release that to you, that you can just start doing that. Get your checks ready or get your cards ready to whatever that you are to plant that. And if your spouse is not there and you want to connect, partner with him and plant that for him or her, it will only bless your life. You may even have a child that no need to get connected to, that partner with their destiny, to partner with God. I would say to you, you will not be doing the wrong thing if that 25-year-old child or that 40-year-old daughter or son will begin to be different because of this seed that you're connecting them to tonight. So be blessed with that and know that God is going to give the result of this word. And so, Father, I just thank you for the obedience. I thank you for the instructions. And I thank you for your people saying yes, and they're understanding what the instruction that you're giving, and they're following the instructions. So bless them, Father. And if they didn't have just that much, God, whatever they give, Lord, I know that you'll receive it in Jesus' name. And we give you glory and we give you honor for it. Amen. 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 Praise so, God. Bishop, what I want to do is... tonight, I want to write out those prayer points, and I want to have them on your desk or have them in your inbox so you can have them for in the morning. I'll just take the time to write them out because there are some things that I would like for you to continue on in, but to keep it in front of you and not just to have it for tonight, if you hear what I'm saying. I want to do that. And so it, maybe sometimes even during the next few days, you can continue in with the prayer intercessory to just to continue to pray those prayers and release them.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
How that sound, Bishop? I want to stay with what you want me to do.
I will take that, but give me one or two right away.
Yes.
From your message.
Yes. All right. So let's say that we're going to decree and declare that we will follow God's way and not our way.
Amen. That's
we
a good
decree
one.
And declare that we will follow God's way and not our way. And that is a big prayer point, because it's so easy for us to do our way without acknowledging what God wants to say or what God wants to do. And here's my next point, my next prayer point that's very, very good, is that I decree and I declare that I will not go back.
Amen.
Elisha could not go back. Whatever you need to do to make that possible, get some of those phone numbers out of your phone. Put delete on there. Whatever you need to do. Whatever you need to disconnect from. Maybe some relationships, some people, maybe some behaviors. But today, and carry that with you, say, I decree and declare that I am not going back.
Amen. Could you please, Kristen, could you please put those two up right away so that we can pray about those two things right now? We're not going to be people that go back. We're not quitters. Hallelujah. And that we will follow the directives of the Lord. Did I get those two right?
Yes.
Amen.
Now we will follow his way and not our way.
Yes. Follow the ways of the Lord and not my way. I'm going to do what God wants.
Yes.
And not what I want. Amen?
Yes.
God's ways are always the best. And as we start out doing what God wants, we are not going to be quitters. We're not going to go back.
Amen.
You know, Elisha made certain that he had nothing to go back to. There are sometimes you need to blow up the bridge.
Ooh, glory to God.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Rise with us. Let us lift up our voices before the Lord. We decree and declare that we will follow God's way and not our way. And we decree and declare that we will not go back. Lift up your voice before the Lord. Rakatabu shekele marabaka. Eh, reboshitele matosi. Ye de balakata e. Father, O God, we thank you right now that you have given to us ears that hear and eyes that see. And because we see you and we hear you and we have the mind of Christ, Lord, O God, we are totally connected to you. And therefore, because we are connected, we are going to do things your way and not our way. We are going to pursue after you with all of our hearts. Your word says, O God, that you're seeking those who will worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, may you not look for them anymore because you have found them in us. Oh, precious Father. Oh, precious Father. Do exceedingly far beyond anything we dare ask or think. Thank you, Lord, oh God, for the fervency of faith that causes, oh God, to ride on with you and not look back. You are not looking for people, God, who look back. Lord, oh God, we are not about to be Lot's wife. Oh God, pillars of salt that are meaningless to purpose. But Lord, oh God, we want to be, oh God, men and women of faith that stand in righteousness and in truth, pursue after your will, see, O God, the manifestation of your purpose, and we exalt you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Father, O God, may we represent you well. Father, 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 may we represent you well. In the mighty, glorious, eternally wonderful name of Jesus Christ, our sovereign Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, rebala raba shikala matosoko. Oh, Father, we give you praise. Father God, we give you praise. Adobo shikele brasondo ko shikele barata ko shikele. Awesome God, creator of the heavens and the earth.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We receive your word.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus.
And we receive the transformation that is possible.
Yes.
Because of your word.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We call forth household salvations right now.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Let sons and daughters.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Friends and acquaintances, husbands and wives.
Jesus.
Lord, all the people that you have connected us with.
Yes.
May they come, O God, into the river of your favor, the river of your grace, the river, O God, of salvation, in the mighty name of Jesus. May we be surrounded by men and women, O God, that whose hearts beat, O God, after yours.
My God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bishop, I hear the Lord saying that even as we are in the midst of a winter time in the natural, I hear the Lord saying that it will be parallel to, as it is in the natural, to the spirit realm, that when we come out of this natural winter season, the Lord said that my people will come out of their winter season. Mm. That there's been a season of wilderness, and this has nothing, I'm not talking about COVID, nothing of that. This is something way above that. And the Lord said, I'm going to bring you out in a wealthy place. And the Lord says, I'm even going to give you a jump start. It's going to be a wind at the end of this season. And this is what is brewing now. The Lord says there's momentum that's being brewed, that's being stirred up in the spirit, that's been built up in the spirit, that even when we come out of the winter season, that there will be a big push and that it will just release you into a new place. Mm-hmm. The Lord said, yea, my daughter, my son, I desire to give you the best life. I desire to showcase you and to show the world that you are my people. Mm-hmm. I desire to show that it pays to serve me and not Baal. And the Lord said, if you follow on to know my word, if you stay with me and partner with me, this day, this month will give you a new, that not only the dawning of a new day, but this month will give you a new day. Businesses will flourish again. The Lord said, because now I will come and move myself, and you will see my supernatural movement. It will not be what you can do. It will not be what you can say. The Lord said, it will be my hand. It will be my hand. And you will see that in that month, that you will see supernatural manifestation. And as I begin to move, you too will have a new move of God in your spirit. So open up your spirit this month. Let me pour in. Let me regroup you. Let me redo you. For there's more and there's more. And the Lord says, I want to even dethrone some things. I want to even cause some things to be eradicated out of your, some old ways, some old thinking. And the Lord said, it's time to move. It's moving time. And the Lord said, no, as you follow me, I move by my time. You will move with me as I move. Mm. You will not be too slow, but you keep up with my word. And the Lord says, as you go forth, you shall see me work at every junction. I even hear the Lord saying that even week by week, there's going to be releases. Week by week, not waiting till the consecration is over, not waiting till, he said, begin to expect me week by week to begin to show you my hand. Mm-hmm. But the Lord says that I'm opening up your eyes. I'm causing your eyes to be open. Thank I'm causing you. Your understanding to be open. For it's too long that you have been in a place of understanding that you've lived beneath your privilege. But today, I'm moving you, this month, I'm moving you to a new realm of living, a new realm of thinking. So let go of your fears. Let go of the thinking that I cannot, I will not, I might. The Lord says, hear my word and allow my word to remold you. For I've come to this house. I've come to this house to do a new thing, for it is time, says the Lord. And I am breathing on my words. Do not be left out. Take your new day. It is for you and your children, said the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Father, I receive that word.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh God, I take possession of that word.
Thank you, Lord.
And I live in the fullness of that word.
Thank you,
Lord. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, woman of God.
Amen.
For
bless you.
Your word to us, the declaration of the word, the prophetic declarations. And I just want to let you know that we really deeply appreciate you and give God praise for that which has been released unto us tonight. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
My honor.
All right, we'll keep in touch with you. Amen.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Bye, Mama.
Bless you. Bye-bye. All right. You may be seated for a moment. The Lord, for the past little while, I'll say at least 5, maybe close to 10 years, every year has generally, when we're coming into the year, given an instruction of what he wanted. And he didn't say anything to me. So I didn't mention anything to anyone because I want to respond to the directives of the Lord. And he said to me this afternoon, he said to me, I want to have many of my sons and my daughter bring me a special offering on the 22nd of January. On the 22nd of January. And this offering on the 22nd of January is going to be exactly the offering of the year 2022. When he said that to me, I said, oh, I have to go look for my 2022. But this is the first time he's given a heads up that far away. Normally he would tell me something and we did it right away, right then. And so I said to myself, I said, there must be somebody that God has marked out to speak on that day. And so this happens to, that particular date happens to be a date that's earmarked for a very dear man of God that I did not have. I did not have him on the list of speakers for this year because we've received him twice already in 2021. And, but 2 weeks ago, Mama said to me, said, when is so-and-so speaking? I said, he's not speaking. He said, but we like him. I said, okay. Because you like him does not mean that we're going to have him. I have to hear from the Lord. The Lord says, yes, I want him to speak. Okay. And he is very, very busy. And the only day that he can speak was on that day. I just wrote it down. I didn't think about it until I was right here looking on my phone. I picked up my phone to find out who is speaking on the 22nd. And was this dear man of God. So I know God has something mega for us. Now, those that cannot do 2022, the Lord said they should do 222. I said, okay, I will let that be known, and I'll let it be known today so that everyone is aware. And as you pray, the Lord will speak to you on what you should do. And if you are a child and all you can give is $20 and we don't have 22 cents anymore, but don't do 20, go higher, go to 25, then do that. But I challenge everyone to do what God said to them to do. Amen? But for tonight, the woman of God said to us that we should give an offering according to our age. Hallelujah. And so I was very willing to go do that. And then she said, and if your wife is not there, that's okay. All right. That means I have to give for Mama too today because she's not here. She didn't want to come sneezing. You know, she'll give you her details, but, you know, she's been, battling, regular cold. It's not COVID. Hallelujah. We don't get that. That's not our portion. Praise the Lord. And, when you keep on running, you can run yourself down. But God is gracious. Hallelujah. So she'll be here when she's ready to be here with us. So I want you to honor the request by the Spirit of God. There are those times when God says, I want something. And then there are those times when it is a free will offering. But there are times in the Word of God where God says, I want this. And that's how I have started living my life. God, what do you want? God, what do you want from me as an offering today? And He always tells me. And I do that. I want you to know that one of the most important ways of your service to God is in your giving. Not trying to get anything from you. I got a call this morning. About somebody in my family. Just distributing money. Just not small amounts. All over the place. Guess what is happening? A lot of people are praying for that person right now. Hallelujah. How did it happen? God said this is the year of an open door. Exactly 22 years ago, I got slid underneath my door in their home. A note, please pray for this miracle to happen for me. They're owing me lots of money and they're not paying. And just at the end of the last year, Mama and I said, this guy said he was going to do such and such. He's not done it yet. We know he's a person of integrity. Maybe this thing has not happened yet. God, do it. And guess what God did? In the year of the open door, in the year of the harvest, pow! Pow! You understand when I say pow? And that's exactly what's going to happen. Delays are not denials. Hallelujah. You're going to hit it. because God is going to direct your path. And I heard it in that prophetic declaration just a moment ago. It's coming. It's pouring in. And I know it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So tonight I want you to just obey the instruction. Just obey the instruction. I'd already put my offering in, you know, when I come in, I write my offering or prepare beforehand and I thank God for it and I put it in there before I come to preach every service. And so when you don't see me moving, when I say, go give an offering, it's not because I didn't give. I'm always giving. I give more than you. Hallelujah. Because if you don't believe, if you're the pastor and you don't give, you must not be believing what you said. So if I say 2022, guess what? That 2022 must show up in my hand. Hallelujah. God is not broke. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to do what God said. And if it's 2022 that comes into your hand, just do that and say, Lord, I'm releasing it. And I learned something many years ago. I know I'm talking a lot. I learned something many years ago that God does not, when you are connected in faith, this is the word he gave to me. He said, when you're connected in faith, it is not just the amount that you gave that I account to you. I account everything given in the church to your name. So if you are in faith and walking in divine love, God, if what was given in the house of God today was 20,000, God says, you give 20,000, you give 20,000, you give 20,000. Everybody that connected in faith. And you want to hear what he said? He said, but that's not all. Everything that was given in your city, I account to you because you're the church. Look at that, 2022. Not only that, everything that was given in your country, I account to you. Huh. Not only that, everything that was given in the world, I account to you. When you connect in faith, he says, that's why my supply in your life is not limited to what you have in your bank account. So when I say to you, give, I'm saying God is setting you up for something incredible. So give in faith, connect in faith, be in partnership, be in covenant in your giving. And at that point, when you are truly walking in divine love in your giving, it doesn't matter whether you give 20 cents or you give 2 million. You get back into the same flow. But you have to be doing it in faith and in love, in partnership. What does that mean? That means that if you're not doing it in faith and in love, and you gave $2 million, all you gave is $2 million. That's all you gave. And that's all that's accounted to you. You are on your own. Somebody get something out of that. Okay. So, it's not the amount. It's the connection of covenant, partnership that gets you recorded. Because God looks at the church in Philadelphia, at the church in Winnipeg, at the church in Manitoba, at the church in Canada, at the church in the world. One church, one body, one people, one flow. Capish? Okay. All right. Let's honor God with our giving quickly. Let's do what it is you need to do. Give with your right hand. I bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Receive the grace. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Bless you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, just please get your communion elements in place. We take of this body of the Lord, and as we take of it, we receive the restorative graces of the Father. He said, "This is my body. It's broken for you." He says, as often as you take of this body, do it in remembrance of me. As we take this today, may all of the Lord be put together in us. All that the Lord is manifested in us. His glory manifested in us. Receive your healing and total provision as the redeemed of the Lord. Take of this body and eat. The blood of Jesus for our cleansing and redemption. This is the blood that takes off the spots and the wrinkles and the blemishes off, so that we stand before God without fear, without guilt, without shame, without anything that is contrary. As we take off this cup and drink, let our lives be perfectly put together. Our homes put together, everything in order, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. The Lord said to say to you, one of the key factors to that special offering on the 22nd, the number 22 is a number of disorder, but it's also a number that God wants us to reverse to become a number of order. Amen? So on that 22nd, as you bring that special offering, We are flipping things around. We're going to flip things around. We're going to say disorder is not part of our lives. Not in our homes, not in our finances, not in his church, not in our physical body. Cancer is disorder. I'm expecting God to destroy every presence of disorderliness in our lives and bring the right face up. Glory be to God. Get ready. But we're not going to wait for the 22nd. Praise the Lord. We are living in that best of the Lord right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Lift your hands unto the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the wonderful opportunity you've granted us to be able to come into your house and to embrace your truth, to hear, oh God, the wonderful words that we've been hearing. Lord, we thank you, Lord, oh God, that with every word, faith has been released inside of us. And Lord, oh God, that we are now living an extraordinary life because your glory is resting upon our lives. And we are pushing forward, doing extraordinary things, testifying of the goodness of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that mediocrity is not part of our story. We're people of excellence. We're people of power. People anointed. We are good, faithful servants, worshiping in spirit and in truth. And our testimony is a good testimony. Jesus, you are Lord. You are sovereign. And we testify, O God, that as we go forth, satanic forces are dropping like flies. That's what they are, and they are dead flies in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Bless you. Enjoy the presence of the Lord, and I'll see you same time tomorrow, online and in person. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.